Before we step back and take stock of today, a quick look in the rearview mirror. A few months ago on this show, we said, in reference to long-range strike operations, that Ukraine had hit its fourth Russian ship in the Caspian Sea that month. That was wrong, and it was wrong in a way we should name clearly. The Caspian Sea is landlocked, thousands of kilometers from any Ukrainian-controlled territory, and no such attacks occurred. We read from a source that was either fabricated or severely miscategorized, and we didn't catch it before it went to air. We're sorry for that. The lesson for us, and it's the same lesson in that cognitive debt post from today, is that confident-sounding output isn't the same as verified output. We owe our listeners the scrutiny we'd apply to any other claim.
What today's episode keeps circling back to, when you hold all the stories together, is a question about the gap between what tools can do and what we understand them to be doing. The LLM's reward expertise debate is about that gap. The cognitive debt post is about that gap. The Lillian Wang self-improvement paper is about closing that gap from the model's side. And the ancient Amazon findings are, in a different register, about the gap between what we thought we knew about human history and what the physical evidence actually says.
The business story I'll keep thinking about is Andy Pavlo at ClickHouse. Academic researchers joining production companies at that level of seniority with dedicated research mandates represents a particular bet about where durable competitive advantage comes from in the database market. It's not just engineering velocity, it's architectural insight. That's a longer time horizon than most software companies operate on.
And the Ray Bradbury story, there will come soft rains, sitting quietly in the middle of all this AI infrastructure news, feels like exactly the kind of thing the HN community puts on the board on purpose. It's a 50-year-old story that reads like it was written last week. The house keeps running its routines. The owners are gone. The automation is indifferent to the difference.
Everything we talked about today came from the Hacker News community at news.combinator.com. If any of these topics caught your attention, the mathematics advances, the bonsai library, the Amazonian civilization research, the DevTools debate, the full articles, and the comment threads are waiting for you there. The discussion depth on the LLM expertise post alone is worth the visit.
We want to say something genuine about how this show gets made. The scripting and production automation runs on Claude Code, Anthropic's agentic coding tool, and topic discovery happens through Perplexity, both of which made a show like this actually buildable by a small team. We're grateful for those tools, in the same way the Pandoc anniversary post is grateful for 20 years of steady work. It's nice when infrastructure just works.
If you want more on the geopolitical and markets angle, the U.S. precision missile situation we mentioned in the opening deserves a full treatment. Check out Intellijix Daily News, our companion show covering international affairs, markets, and world events. The missile story alone has enough strategic implications to anchor an entire episode.
We'll be back tomorrow with whatever the community surfaces overnight. There are, as always, more interesting things happening than there is time to cover them. Thanks for spending part of your Tuesday with us.
I'm Marcus Rodriguez.
And I'm Sarah Chen. See you Wednesday.